In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. There's one thing about Christmas Program Sunday is how much it gets me thinking about little kids, and especially the way they try and succeed to fit in to family, to fit into community. It's amazing how little kids take on the traits, the behaviors, the interests, the mannerisms of the family that they come into, and how readily, how eagerly they mirror the energy of the family. I have a friend who's a professional drummer. He and his wife have two kids, ages 5 and 3. And guess what? Both kids love to drum. They each have their own miniature drum sets, and when dad plays, they play. Little kids love to mimic and take on the energy of parents and siblings and the family they enter. It's a deep love. It shows a deep love to acclimate to those in our closest circle. Equally important is that while kids take on the traits and behaviors of the family, they do so without losing their identity and their agency as individual persons. When things are healthy, a child is brought into a family, but not lost in it. And that child not only takes on family traits and behaviors, equally important is for that child to contribute to the family energy, to add their own personal stamp to the family. When an adult plays with a baby, the baby not only mimics the adult, half the time the adult is mimicking the baby. Maybe more than half the time. You know, that's like nature working out this both adapt and contribute. And it doesn't stop in infancy. I know a family that's been mispronouncing Paschetti because of the way that grandma mispronounced it as a child, and it's 3 generations later and they still say Paschetti. Our son Ben, when he was 4 years old, used to use the word curious to mean shy. If he felt shy or embarrassed, he'd shrink back and say, "I feel curious." Probably a misunderstanding of the Curious George books is where I guess he picked that up from. But for 10 years, the whole extended family started using the word curious for shy whenever we felt embarrassed or sheepish. A kids not only take on the traits of the family, they contribute from their own identity to the family. And it's not just silly things like a misspoken word, but it's the deep gifts and the talents and the interests and the opinions and the style and the personality. Everything the child is that can contribute to the family energy can and should have an impact on that family's corporate personality. And today in this church family, we receive 2 beautiful new members in Hal and Jonathan. Your spiritual journey has today landed you in the family of the Orthodox Christian faith in general, the Universal Church, and then Holy Trinity Parish in particular. And as you grow as children in the faith, you will find yourselves taking on the traits, the qualities, the personality of this church family. And hopefully not just the small things like what we serve for coffee hour, but the big things like worship, and prayer, and meditation on God, and service to our neighbor, and most importantly of all, the union with God, the acquisition of the Holy Spirit. You know, Evelyn read for us from Acts this morning about a time Paul was up in Ephesus, and he came across 12 believers, and he starts talking to them, and he finds out something important. They had never been sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And worse, they'd never even heard of the Holy Spirit. So Paul does a laying on of hands, confirms each of them with a seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit began to dwell in each one, and they experienced the heart of God within themselves, enough to prophesy, which is to say, to speak the heart of God from themselves. Today, that same gift that Paul gave in Ephesus, Jonathan and Hal, that seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit is given to you today. That the kingdom of God may be no more out there, but within you, the kingdom of God within you. And there are some amazing traits and qualities and personality of this church community that you are invited to take on and to absorb for yourself, but without losing yourself. Without losing yourself. In fact, the opposite. In Jesus Christ, you will find, you will become your real self. And just like the little kid in the family, not only will you take on our traits, equally important, you will contribute your own to this family energy. Your own gifts, your own talents, your own style, your own personality. Everything you are will also have an impact on us, on our faith, and our communion with God. And this is community life. This is what community life is. And what we say about Jonathan and Hal today, we say about each of us. Each of us are invited to not only take on, but to contribute. And we got that message super clearly in our gospel reading this morning. We heard the long genealogy of Jesus going back a total of 42 generations. Now, in this lineage, there are some amazing holy people and some real scoundrels. Some real scoundrels. You have adulterers and murderers and con artists mixed in with the most noble and loving and self-sacrificing and caring and faithful people who ever lived. They're all in there if you look at their stories. It's as if Jesus is saying, "This is all my family, every last one of them. This whole mess is the people that I am made of." And there's another interesting thing about this lineage. For the most part, it follows usual Jewish custom of naming just the male offspring generation after generation: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah. But then suddenly, very unlike Jewish genealogies, it breaks definitively with tradition. And it starts pulling people in from the side. Just when you get in the rhythm going, then it says, by Tamar, we'll pull Tamar in, and Rahab, and Ruth, and Bathsheba, and Mary. And notably, these are all women, but also notably, many of them are foreigners. These are people coming in from outside. And Matthew, who wrote this genealogy, wants us to be sure to understand that people entering in from the side have the same stake in the Savior's family tree as anyone else. So when Jesus says, "This is my family, this is the humanity that I've taken on," it means all of us, even those of us coming in from the side 2,000 years later. Jesus is claiming you as family. And like all children do, this child, Jesus, contributes to the family as well. He not only takes on what we are, he contributes as well, and more so being that Jesus is also Son of God. It's not an even trade. Jesus takes on all the traits of humanity, our glories and our weaknesses, but does so without loss of the divine nature. Jesus takes on human nature from us and contributes divine nature to us. In Jesus Christ, we become partakers of God's glory. And so as we hold in our hearts your beautiful chrismations in the Holy Spirit, Jonathan and Hal, and later as we witness our younger generation contribute to the personality and life of this community through their Christmas program, let us see that this whole pattern of both taking on and contributing finds its source in the one who takes on our nature and gives us divinity. Amen.